This is the Pete and Sebastian Show with Pete Corielli and Sebastian Maniscalco.
I don't want this. Never allow. I'll never forget where you're at. Don't let the days go by. Sorry.
We'll get into a variety of different things today on the show here. Welcome back, everybody. Pete and Sebastian's show. What has it been? A week? 2 weeks? I don't even know how long we're going between shows now. I feel like I don't even know you.
I know. I almost called you the other day just to talk, but then I was like, I don't know. You seem very busy, dude. I mean, it's like been a film festival at my house with the things. I can't imagine how busy you are. I Kevin Hart, Burr, you guys, like, I'm busy. And, like, you know, my phone's not even ringing, and I'm busy. So, like, I can't imagine, you know. Anyway, yeah, it's been a while since we last spoke. I'm a little all over the place here.
I don't even know where to go, bro. I don't even know what it, listen, I'm let me just start by saying, 11 days into the new year, I'm 11 days, no booze. I feel phenomenal. I got to tell you, man, the drinking, and listen, I wasn't getting pissed drunk on a nightly basis, but you have 2-3 glasses of wine. You wake up the next morning, you're in a fog. My sleep has not been long, but the quality, based on the ring, leaps and bounds where I was in December. Really happy with where I'm going with my health here. That's first and foremost.
Now, that ring, that tells you how you slept, right? It's an Aura ring or something, from what I understand.
Yeah.
Have you ever had nights where you felt you slept well, but then your ring said you didn't?
No, the ring's pretty accurate. I wake up and I feel like it was a restless night. I look at the ring and it coincides with how I feel. So I like the ring. I think it's accurate. Last night was, I mean, my breathing has been better. And I got to figure out what's going on with my snoring. This is news to me that I'm snoring, but my daughter came in the room. She was feeling a little under the weather, and she came in our room, and she kind of slept with us for the last 3 hours of the night. She's like, Daddy, you snore. I go, what? She goes, yeah, you did a snore where you woke yourself up. I'm all, oh, man.
Oh.
Am I that guy now?
Oh, man, that's, yeah, that's...
Which,
that's embarrassing. I've done that, and then you gotta, it keeps happening because of the way you're falling back. So I gotta change my head angle so I don't wake myself up like a bear. Animals do that. Animals. You ever see a dog?
which I'm thinking, am I doing this on airplanes? Am I that guy that doesn't know he snores and I nod off on an airplane and I'm sawing logs and people are going, what the fuck? Where's that coming from?
You ever see the person that wakes themselves up, even if it's not just from a snore, they wake up on a plane or something and then you see them act like they meant to wake up? Like they go, and then like they go to read their phone or something. Like, and you want to go, guy, we all just saw you pop. Would you have a bad dream? Get the fuck. I do that on planes when there's heavy turbulence. I'll grab the railing so hard, like, and lean forward, like, I'll go like that. Then I'll go in the pocket and thing, like, It's just a coincidence that we hit Turb as soon as I was about to look in the pocket of my seat. That's all that was, you know? Now, bro, this is, we're getting into medical. I got some I didn't know if I was even going to share, but I might have. Oh, my God. That is it psoriasis? I'm itching like a fucking animal. The thing you mentioned one of your relatives had when they passed. Remember when you gave me the laundry list of your grandfather, everything he had?
Yeah.
I was telling Jackie, why would he mention psoriasis? I mean, that's an itchy thing, right? You don't die from that. And she's like, I don't think you die from it, but it can like cause lack of sleep and other things. Cut to about 2 weeks later. Put it this way, bro. I've gone through, you can get cortisone in a spray, which is nice, instead of the cream. I've gone through a can in the past fucking week. I get out of the shower. I got to get certain areas right above the privates, a back wait, spot. And then I look up.
What? God, well, wait, yeah. God. Hold on.
God, what are you? Oh, God. Oh, my God. Here we go. Everything I see is like all of a sudden, you know.
Bro.
You show me your ring, tell me you slept like a, you know, lovely. You know, I'm envisioning you, and, you know. All right, go ahead.
I have psoriasis. Right.
You do?
Yeah.
Really?
My grandfather had it. I have it. Now, psoriasis could be a variety of different things. Psoriasis generally presents itself when you have some sort of like arthritis or inflammation in the body. Generally speaking, you get it around your ankles and your elbow and maybe in the back of your head. I've never heard of a patch of psoriasis underneath your belly button. What the
yes, right in that. Look it up. It's one of the number one spots. Elbows, yeah, and then back here is a spot that's a big on the psoriasis. So like, what is this, guy? What is this? What do you do with this? I never had this before. And why is it about 5 o'clock, like a rooster crowing, is right when it starts to itch? About 5 o'clock, I'm in bed. I get up at 5 o'clock and I do a cortisone spray. I pull down my underwear, spray right above my balls, and then I stand there and let that air dry, because if I close up, it just seeps into the underwear. So I let it air dry. Then I lay back to bed and I can feel the light burn, like it's a nice burn in that area, and it keeps me from scratching it, and I fall back asleep. And I'm just wondering, am I gonna have to stop buying cortisone by the case? How do you deal with this shit, bro? I've already gotten special lotions and shampoo. Get it right here in the scalp too.
Oh yeah
fucking trying to get my nails right into my brain. Holy shit, bro. What is, just fucking put me down, guy.
All right, guys, we've talked about a lot of cool and amazing people on this podcast. But if you like me and you want to go deeper and really learn from the best, where do you go to do that? You go to Masterclass. We've told you this before, right? But this year, learn from the best to become your best with Masterclass. Don't just talk about improving. Masterclass helps you actually do it. Masterclass offers over 180 world-class instructors. So whether you want to master negotiation with Chris Voss, think like a boss with Martha Stewart, or learn comedy with Steve Martin, Masterclass has you covered. With Masterclass, you get unlimited access to intimate one-on-one classes with the world's best. There's over 200 classes to pick from, with new classes added every month, like, you know, Small Habits with James Clear that helps you stay more focused, or Business Strategy and Leadership with Bob Iger. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. And right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/thecast. Again, that's masterclass.com/thecast. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/thecast. The cast is all one word. One more time, masterclass.com/thecast. Learn from the best starting today.
Now listen.
What?
Have you seen a dermatologist for this?
No, not yet.
Okay. I got to tell you. The cortisone cream, this, that, and the other thing. You need to go to see a dermatologist. He needs you. You need stuff that's potent, that's prescription grade. All right? This cortisone stuff, it gives you relief for a little bit. You need it to go away. Yeah. He prescribed me a cream. I put it on my elbow. I looked at my elbow the next day. Looked like my son's. You know, like clear.
Oh, wow. I'm coming to town next week. You got any more of that left over?
I do. I have a vial of it. But again,
vial,
you
know, that's not a lot.
Are you one? Don't tell me where you're one of these guys that borrows medication. Where are we at? Come on,
bro. I mean, I don't know. Anything from like I'll borrow anything up to an antibiotic. I'll borrow an antibiotic. You know, a painkiller. But once you start getting into like, you know, oh, this is for my kidney. If I have a bad kidney, I'll get that taken care of. But yeah, it's, I never really can't say like I have asked anyone before for their medication. So I apologize. That was a little.
Yeah, I thought that was a little. I got a little scalp again. I got cream enough for my stuff. Man. I don't know if I got enough for you to start using it on your scalp, elbows, and bro, if you use my cream for above your ball sack, I'd have to just throw the cream out. Just the fact that I can't.
Well, when you hit me with you have a vial, I'm like, a vial, guy. I need a bucket. Or at least a big tube, so you can keep your vial. I didn't realize this stuff. You know what it is? It's like, I just want to get the name of it and call my doctor and go prescribe this for me. And then he's going to be like, you have to come in. I'm like, do I have to come in, guy? I'm telling you what it is. I looked it up. Just give me a cream.
Can't we do, and hasn't the medical profession come to a point where you could take a couple pictures of what you got and send it to his phone, and he goes, oh, yeah, I'll give you the cream, and just over the phone it rather than, what, we got to come in or a FaceTime? What's with the appointment? And
you can even charge my insurance for a full in-face visit. Charge it up, guy. Knock yourself out. But I'm not coming in. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I agree.
All right, I gotta get the name. I gotta get the name of that cream when I come.
I'll take a picture in between the shows.
Magical.
And I'll give you what you got to get. I'm looking for a note I put down here.
So if we only have one guest when I come and we're doing a lot of in-persons, if you're not even drinking, why am I even coming, guy? I mean, did you quit drinking forever?
Yeah, I won't be drinking when you're here.
I'll have a couple of wines one night.
You can.
Yeah. In and out. So what are you like? Are you done though? Seriously, I mean, I'm not.
I'm on a health and wellness journey.
Oh, right. You had mentioned that for 2024. Yes. All right.
All right. So
fair enough.
All the wine you want. I ain't getting involved.
That's not a party.
I want to ask you a question about parenting. Kids going over to play at somebody's house, right?
Yeah.
Now, as a parent, do you have the right to ask the other parent, you got any guns in the house? Because...
Interesting question, man.
If they do, are they in a safe? Are they laying around? What's your take on, you know, Sadie going over to somebody's house to hang out, and you go to the other parent, you got guns in the house? Is that a parent?
Well, where I live, if you ask that, they go, yeah. I mean, everybody does here, you know? Just for the deer alone, that's what I'm saying, you know? They all got the deer guns in there, the rifles.
All right. Do you worry about, are those locked up?
I'm not. You know what? I haven't, honestly, I know my grandfather's, her grandfather's got a big case of them, my brother-in-law, and I see them all locked up. But honestly, that is not something I've ever thought about with my kid ever going to a friend's house and playing with a gun. And some of her friends are in law enforcement, you know? I still think my kid would, you know, or anyone she plays with, they would never pick up a gun. That's the most important part. Mm-hmm. But that's, I don't know, man. Have you had anyone ever ask you that, or have you asked that? That's an interesting question.
I've never asked that. No one's ever asked me of it, but I'm thinking, you know, kids are at the point now where they're kind of maybe hanging out at somebody's house. And if there's like a gun around, I don't want Caruso picking it up and thinking it's a toy and firing it on accident. So I just thought, as a parent, is that something that you would ask? Apparently not, because again, I don't think Sadie at this age, you know, she sees a gun, I don't think she's gonna, you know, start playing with it. But, you know, Caruso's 4, he sees a gun laying on a table, picks it up, and he starts pulling the trigger. I felt, maybe is this a question I should start presenting to some parents that we're having quote unquote play dates with. So I don't know.
There is one thing I do ask, or I find out most likely. Usually I find out, I don't have to ask. And that's the one thing where I will not let my kid go there if it's a yes. What do you think?
Jesus,
it's not even,
could be anything.
Not even, it's not even, is your husband on crystal meth? It's not even that. You know what I'm saying? So, it's something we've talked about. You got a pit bull? Is there a pit bull? Did I have a pit bull?
Ooh, they have, I think, a pit bull. That's even worse than a gun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. If you have a pit bull, my kid's coming with a gun. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's locked up. He's locked up. He's always locked. Pitbull's always locked up till it sees something it really wants, and then you realize the shit was never really locked up at all, right? Just rips the fucking gate off when it's about. All right, we could do it on Pitbull route again and again. What about, I'm going to my friend Sally's house, Dad. Can I sleep over? She's got an older brother. It's really cool. He's got a pet boa constrictor. It's like 6 feet long in his room in a tank. In a tank. He feeds it squirrels and guinea pigs. Can I sleep over? What's your take, bro?
That's a definite no. And I feel anybody that has like a snake, a hamster. You ever go to houses when you were a kid, or maybe even now, and you see like this tank with a blue light and like some, I don't know, some foliage in the tank, and you go, what's that over there, right? And it's like, oh, it's my pet pig or whatever the fuck. If you got any of that in the house, I have a funeral in my head for you and your family. We ain't going there. I'm sorry.
That's it. I don't do reptiles. Any kind of like lizard, snake, I would not be spending the night. No way. Snake, I don't even know if I go in that house, bro. Who would want a fucking snake in your house? And then you're buying live mice? What the fuck? Who wants to dangle a mouse by its tail Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays? What the fuck? Oh, my God. And like, if you catch a mouse, and you're like, oh, we don't have to go to the store today for the snake's dinner. I don't get any of that shit, man.
There's a guy that we used to know, kind of like, not a friend, but one of these fringe friends in the neighborhood, had an iguana, used to come to the door with the iguana hanging off his shoulder. Come on in. No. We're leaving. We're leaving. Come on in.
One other one I just want to point out, as far as when my daughter's going to stay at someone's house that I'm like not really down with. When the mom has a new boyfriend, it's the mom and the new boyfriend, you know. I listen, everybody doesn't have to be married. I get it. You know, you get divorced, you got a new boyfriend. But as long as he's been in the picture for like a couple of years, I've seen him at soccer games, you know. No, he's you haven't seen him yet, Dad. His name is Keith. He's a really cool guy. They've been dating for a month. Yeah. Okay. Wait. Yeah. She could sleep here. I don't know Keith yet.
Are you Keith?
I'm Keith.
Speaking of parents and what have you, we never really circled back on the town hall meeting you were at where they were going to bring in that housing issue. Has that been resolved?
Yes, it has. The guy who's been leading it from my end as far as filling me in on everything, great guy who listens to the cast, lives in town, Rod, I don't know if he wants to say his name, but he pulled up about 3 weeks ago and he's like, I think it's done, shut down, man. And he goes, I think you going nuts up there had a lot to do with it too. And I'm like, you know, I'm just one guy. And he goes, nah, I think like a put of a little more eyeballs, people around him that may have said in the guy's life that said, is it really worth it? And he was proud. I don't think the guy wanted the hassle. And he didn't realize how upset people were about it. And I let him realize how upset they were about it. It looks like he's cool and he's saying, forget it, I won't do it. But so they're still looking to do something with it. They don't know what they're going to do. And the other guy's like, they have some ideas, but it's not as crazy as that one was. I'm like, listen, it brings me to something I wanted to bring up to you. The big reason is we already have further down the block this other big building loaded with people that are, I guess you'd say, down on their lot. I don't know what this lot of people is. All I know is they're always outside on the edge of the sidewalk smoking cigarettes. You know when someone, you can tell when someone's got not a lot of money when they smoke the cigarette down to nothing. Like they're already into the yellow part and they're still smoking filter. Mm. And they, you know, they look a little off. So, but whatever, they're harmless and, you know. But about 2 weeks ago, it was the weirdest thing, man. Maybe about a week ago. It's dark. It gets dark here early. And I'm walking home with the dog and it's about 5:15. It's a little snowy coming down. And there's a dude. He looks like he's got to be like 24-year-old, 23-year-old. I thought he was a college kid. And he's laying in my front swing. We have one of these round swings like with the netting. And he's just laying in it, full in it, just staring up at the sky, right? And I'm just like so mad. I don't know why, but like I go, I was definitely more mad than I should have been, right? Because I come across the street with the dog. I go, dude, what the fuck? That's what I say, you know? And he looks over at me, still in the chair. And I go, what are you doing in my swing, in my yard? What are you doing? And then he gets up and he's like, oh, I didn't know. I couldn't be in it, right? He's got a beard. I go, you didn't know you couldn't be in a swing in somebody's property? And he goes, my friend said it's okay. I go, who the fuck is your friend? Who the fuck is your friend? What are you talking about, bro? This is my house. You can't just come and sit on my swing. What are you? I'm going to say this for the cast people. I apologize. I'm yelling at him. I go, Jesus Christ, what are you fucking retarded? You don't just come to somebody's house and sit in their fucking chair. Get the And I dropped a bunch of F-bombs. And like that mean, that bad, you know? And then, you know, he grabs his coat and he's like, oh, and at one point he goes, I do it all the time. I go, what the fuck? You do it all the time? Well, don't do it anymore, you know? And then he grabs his coat and he starts to like shuffle off. And as he shuffles off, he goes, you know, I was diagnosed with that. And then I'm like, what? Whatever, bro. And he keeps going. And then I start to go towards my house. And I'm like, does he live down there? And was he telling me that he's a little off? And my heart sunk. I'm such a nice guy. My heart sunk. I got my dog. And then I go cutting across the yard because he's already down the block. I'm doing a side cut around some people's property to catch up to him in the snow with my dog. I'm like, hey, dude. And he stops and he turns around. I go, listen, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to yell at you so hard, but you just can't just come sit in somebody's swing, man. He goes, I didn't know. And I'm like, I apologize. But so what are you saying? You got a problem or something? Well, I've been diagnosed mentally handicapped. And I'm like, well, you don't show it. You know, so I apologize and, you know, just I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to yell at you, but you can't do that. All right, bro. I mean, that the branch could break. You could get hurt. Well, if the branch breaks, I'll pay for it. I'm like, that's not my point, man. My point is you could get hurt. It's just don't do it. All right. But I'm sorry. I yelled at you. And he goes, OK. And then he shuffled off and my heart was broken. I'm like, so like. I guess he was like a slightly retarded, but I couldn't tell. And I called, bro. So have you ever called somebody retarded that was retarded? Oh my God, that'll buckle your knees, bro. I felt terrible. And then I tell him he hides it well. What the fuck is that? Like, that's a compliment. Holy shit. I go into Jackie, like I tell her, she's like in the kitchen. I'm like, Jack, is that the weirdest thing, man?
Yeah.
And but she's cool. She's like, what the fuck? You shouldn't be sitting in a swing.
There's a lot to unpack here, bro. All right. There's a couple things. Number one, I agree. You shouldn't be in somebody's yard on their swing, right? But let's be honest here. Were you really worried that he could hurt himself? Or were you using that as just one of these excuses, why not to swing on my swing? I find it hard to believe you had any concern whether or not this guy was going to hurt himself.
Right.
You were concerned he could possibly hurt the family, right?
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, yes. First, it was absolutely that. How do I know you're not laying in my swing, taking a peek into the house to see what's in there? I do want to keep in mind, a lot of times, especially the girls, will get college kids drunk coming by and they hop in the swing and I got to take it down, but I don't, right?
The way I look at you sometimes is like you've been in prison for 25 years and now you're out and you're still using the words that you were when you went in, you know, like to refer to somebody as retarded is this is passé, bro. The word retarded is...
Yeah.
It's...
She ain't retarded, she's shy, you know?
I know, but like, you know, it's almost like I'm grandfathered in, bro. I'm over 50. You know what I'm saying? I don't, but you're right. It's good. Changing times. I apologize. Yeah. But yeah, with that kid, I felt bad.
Yeah, listen, bro. I don't know. I just feel like, is there more people out there that have a disability that are down on their luck now than there were 25 years ago? What do you think society is falling into the toilet? And I'm gonna segment it out to the United States because I want to show you a video of what the hell's going on in China. All right. Wow. And you tell me one second, and I'll tell you when to play this. Do you think this is going on in China? Do you think a Chinese guy in China is swinging on somebody's swing and there's this type of issue there? Because I'm going to show you what the kids are doing. This is children in China exercising at their desks between lessons. I want you to play it. Patrick, show Pete what's going on in China at the elementary level. So this is in between lessons. Like they'll do like a math lesson and then all right, we're going to go to biology, but they do this in between. And the fact that they're all in unison, they're all dressed the same, and you know, in American schools, you see kids get up, they'll slap the teacher, right? They're like, oh, yeah, you ain't going to tell me what to do, and then fuck, and then they're out the door, right?
Right.
I don't think that's going on in China, is it?
Yeah, no, man. They are like one unit over there, bro. You either get in line or, you know, you're going to be... I got to watch every word I say these days. That's unbelievable.
I'm telling you, the Chinese, yeah, they're a communist country. Yeah, do we like the freedoms that we have here in the United States? Absolutely. However, I think we got to tighten it up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? This whole thing of like, oh, we're free to do whatever we want to do. Not fucking slap the teacher and piss on your desk and then walk out of the classroom. I mean, where's the rules?
No, it's a little looking like Batman the movie, Gotham City, you know? Like literally people just, you know, running in, taking shit, running out, hitting teachers, hitting cops. Remember that? That's crazy. I wouldn't even... When I was a kid, if you yelled at a cop driving by, jerk! Oh my God. Did you just yell jerk to the cop car? Oh my God. You're going to prison, guy. Prison for that. I remember in college once, a cop pulled up to our house to give us a noise ordinance or something, and a dude who was visiting a friend at the house I lived in snuck around to the side of the cop car and started taking air out of the back tire, like pressing his finger on the valve to make air come out. And I'm like, oh my God, you could literally go to prison for 10 years for that. I thought, you know? Just letting the air out of the tires. And now now you see they're jumping on the hood. And not only are they jumping on the hood, the cops are just trying to get away. Like, we'll come back another day. Have you ever heard of scaring the cops off? That's crazy. Am I talking about anything that you were talking about, or did I take this in a different direction?
No. I mean, you took it in a direction that relates to this, but, and you talk about cops and what have you. Now, I was in Lebanon doing comedy in 08, yeah. Right? And there's something about, they had tanks on the street, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
You pull up to a light, there'd be a tank with a soldier with a like a machine gun, right? I'm sorry. You see that? You behave, right?
You behave, man.
Like, I wasn't even doing anything. I wasn't even doing anything illegal, but I was on the straight and narrow, bro. I didn't even, like, look at them. I didn't even want to, like, get involved.
Yeah, I know. I was there around the same time. I remember we talked about that, doing a gig there. It was frightening walking around. And then you get to an area where there is a guard, and you got to go around them, and he starts speaking to you in Lebanese, and I don't know what he's saying. I'm like, you know, is he telling me to go back to my hotel room or that I can go through? I don't even know. I'm freaking out. But yeah, you're on your toes. You're well behaved. I don't know, man. It's getting pretty loosey-goosey over here. Pretty loosey-goosey.
I'll give you an example just in everyday life. I went into the Apple store the other day, right?
Yeah.
Now, the Apple store, they got the computers there, and it's just for you to, like, they're demo computers. It's... You go over there and you kind of play around with the keyboard and look at, like, the screen, and then you go, oh, okay, I could see myself using this computer, right? I walk in, there's a guy eating lunch. He's got his lunch, and he's editing like a feature film. I go, what the fuck? They're for like. Ain't for you to work at, man. Like, you gotta buy it. You gotta buy it. You know what I'm saying? You can't. This guy's doing emails from there. So I start asking the people. I go, you got people in here that, yeah. People come in there every day and use it to email. This ain't an office.
Holy shit. Jesus.
It's for the demo. And nobody could say nothing, you know, like the manager. I go, don't the man, what are they going to do? I don't know. Like, in the 80s, if you went into a store and you were acting up, the manager would say, get the fuck out of here. And, oh, I'm sorry. Right. And they would leave. Now you say anything to somebody, they whip out the phone and they'll record you. Oh, what'd you say? Did you tell me to get out of the store? And they're filming the guy. Next thing you know, the company fires the manager. And the manager's homeless underneath the 110 in a tent because he told somebody to get the fuck out of the store.
Either that or the video goes viral. And now the whole neighborhood's there with bats getting ready to wreck the shit and take everything, you know? Yeah, no, I agree. It's freaking nuts, man. You know, I can... It's like a breakdown of society. I was in a Marriott last week. I saw something in a hotel. I think this takes the cake. And I say Marriott because, you know, it's not a dump. It's not. It's like nice. It's not the five star, but it's not no Motel 6. Getting in a hotel elevator early one morning. I had gotten up early to go down and get a coffee. So it's like early. It's like 6:45. And maybe the guy thought he'd get away with not being spotted. He's coming out of the elevator as I'm going in. He's got a kitty litter box. So I stop. I'm like, what the, like in my head, I'm like, what the fuck am I? He goes up to the front desk to ask where it would be best to dump it. And the guy's like, I don't know. We got back where people walk dogs, there's woods back there. Oh my God. Kitty lit a box in a hotel room at the Marriott.
It's a hotel, man. You know what I'm saying? They provide you with a bed and a sink so you could sleep and brush your teeth in the morning and then leave. They ain't prepared, bro. They ain't prepared for kitty litter. Not like if the manager goes, like if I'm running the hotel, right? And the guy goes, yeah. Where could I dump this? And the first question I would ask, go, where'd that come from? And then you go, no, I'm in the room. You're in the room with a kitty litter box? I'm going to have to ask you to leave. That's it.
That's it, man.
Why is that allowed?
Now, the beauty is, and this is true, in China, you get caught. They see that on camera. Now, you get downgraded your behavior points. So now, you go on the road on your next trip, you can't even make a reservation at the Marriott. You are now only in Motel 6 because you're doing Motel 6 behavior so you can stay there right next to a fucking heroin addict, all right? Enjoy your stay. I hope it don't burn your cat in the middle of the night. They're going to smoke your cat. That's it. That's not bad. That's not bad. I like, you know, there's parts of that are not bad. You know what I mean?
I agree, Pete. Listen. The fact that you're out and you're not being punished for this type of behavior is a sin.
Right.
You should, I mean, like we've often talked about, like good behavior is not rewarded at all.
The problem though with the China way though is like, I'll give you an example, jaywalking. If you jaywalk, you lose points. And again, that affects where you can stay in a hotel. And you don't want that. You don't want people crossing the street wherever they want because people are dummies. They're not watching what they're doing. Me, I'm cool. So I'm still going to jaywalk. You know what I'm saying? So this isn't going to work for me. You know what I mean? Like there's things I don't want people to do that I do. But the way I do them, it's different. You know what I'm saying, right? Like, I don't like when some schmuck's riding his bike on the side of the road, but when I'm riding my bike on the side of the road, the way I do it nice, nobody's good. You know what I'm saying? If everybody could do shit exactly the way I do it, then we'd be good. The problem with communism, you know, now you don't get the nicest things that you deserve. You just get, like, the top level, but also the top level could be, you know, it's like, it's not like, I don't know, though, like, is it... Do you live? Can you make it rich in China like we do here and have a nice house? What?
I'm not talking about adopting communism as a part of the United States way of life.
You can't cherry pick the parts.
Just hints of it. That's it. Like this shit in the schools. This is like, I don't know the fuck. They look obedient. You know what I'm saying? Like, it looks like there's no bullies here. They're fucking dancing in between lessons. Right. And they just look like, look at the, throw this thing back up there. I mean, just throw it back
up. You know, you only just get 3 hours.
Hold on, Pete, 1 second.
Yeah.
Just can we share this again? Just don't even play it. Just look at the still. Look at the still of these Chinese kids. Look at the kid in the front row. Look at the kid. Look, folded arms, right? And their eyes on the teacher. No one's fucking off. No, look at this, man.
Right.
Everybody's in unison. What the fuck? There's nobody. Smoking weed. Nobody's standing in the back going, fuck you, I don't need this shit, right? Hey, ho, where's the next math problem?
Man, but boy, oh boy, they're all dressed the same and none of them are smiling, though. I don't see any, right? No. Yeah.
There's no police at the fucking school either.
It's a, Yeah, you know, I mean, like you said, little, just little hints. What was the other one I liked? There was another behavior thing that they did that I really loved too. Shit. Oh, 3 hours a week, I believe it is, of a week, 3 hours of internet time to like watch stream stuff, right? Can you imagine your kid wanting to use the internet and you have to go, you could literally go, it's against the law. It's against the law. I'd be arrested if I let you use it right now. I mean, how great would that be? To not, these kids are not allowed to do it.
Listen, I'm all for it. The UK, I believe, has banned social media, or at least it's in the process of doing this, for kids under the age of 16. You can't even create an account. I think it's against the law to have it's almost like the driver's license. You got to wait till you're 16 to drive. Yeah. Why don't we implement that for Facebook and social media? Because obviously the kids today can't handle being on social media now because of the bullying and what have you. So 16, you're old enough to do that. 18, you're old enough to join the army. Same shit.
Yeah.
Age restrictions.
Well, you know, man, it's funny you bring that up because the other day I was waiting for a ride at the hotel and I'm like, I ain't looking on my phone. And I was just sitting there in the lobby, you know, like this. And I'm like, God damn, like 20 years ago, this was normal. Like, you know, like waiting for something. You had nothing. You had to look around, talk, you know. And I was just thinking about, like, you know, these kids, they don't even know what it's like to do that, to like to have to just sit there and wait with nothing, you know, because they just go, you know, even backing out my car the other day. And I'm looking at the camera and I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe I used to do this without the camera. Right. Like I do a slow back out. Just listen for a scream. Fuck, see if I hit somebody and then I hit the brake. Right. But I mean, shit, it's like I can't even remember some of the shit we used to go without. So I would be nice for these kids to not have any phones, none of that shit till they get older. Wow, that would be awesome, bro.
You bring up the car. I bought a new car. It's got an option in there to parallel park the car for you, right?
Yeah. Wow.
So I go, let me try this out. I pulled up, right? I put it on parallel park. It started to go. I pressed the brake. I go, fuck this. I ain't doing this, bro. I was scared that this thing was going to malfunction, hit cars, this, that, the other thing. I couldn't relinquish control. Now, I'm going to ask you, if you buy a car that drives itself, can you totally take your hands and feet off the gas and the brake and have the car drive you? Would you feel comfortable?
Well, no. At least I know if I would do it down Main Street and I'd be like this the whole time, right? It's like, it would be like having your daughter on your lap driving the car. Yeah, she's driving it, but your foot's hovering over the brake and your hands are hovering over the steering wheel the whole time, right? My question is, if you let that thing parallel park itself and it hits the car next to you, are you responsible or is the people that make your car responsible? Because you could be like, hey, I lined it up mirror to mirror and hit through it, you know? I mean...
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like you're behind a Tesla, right? And maybe they're not, you know, they're braking this and that, and you honk, and you're like, are you honking at the person? Are you honking at the car? Like, who the fuck's driving this thing, and who should I be mad at?
Who should I be giving the finger to right now, right? Yeah, like what if you self-park and then, you know, God forbid there's a child running by and the car hits the child. Is that on you or on the car company, right?
I don't know.
Right.
That's a good question.
That's like, well, you have to pay attention. Well, then why don't I just park it myself? The way I should be able to, like, you know, sip an espresso and look out the window at the birds, you know, and hear. I don't know, man. That's interesting, dude. Now Patrick sent us the thing. They got a whole new special coming out of George Carlin. He's not even alive. Did you see that?
No.
He's got to show you this thing. His daughter's in an uproar about it. Some company made, I think it's titled Thank God I'm Dead, but they CGI'd an entire new 1 hour. Yeah.
Will Sasso has a podcast called Dudesy. and his partner is a futurist author, and he does a lot of AI experiments, and he created a full 1 hour special with George Carlin's voice with AI written jokes about how AI comedy will in the future be like a 24 hour a day streaming consciousness. You can select a comedian to regurgitate things and create things all day long. It's pretty insane.
Like probably still in your lifetime, what they'll do is someone will be in a car wash, right? And they're like, car washes are so crazy how we're just sitting here. You know, I wonder what Sebastian would say if he was talking about car washes. And then they program Sebastian Mascalco, car wash. 5 minutes later, they got a whole monologue about you and what you would say if you were talking about monologues. So, you know, they're going to be self-driving you, guy.
I know what all the stand-up comics across the globe are saying right now. I'm an artist, and my art form is too creative, too nuanced, too subtle to be replicated by a machine. No computer program can tell a fart joke as good as me.
This is
insane. Well, let's see. This is just off the top of my artificially intelligent head. A fart was in the middle of a very nasty divorce, so she went to her sister's house, and she asked her sister, "Do you think I'm doing the right thing by getting divorced?" And her sister said, "He's been holding you back for too long. You have to leave that ass."
Oh, hey. Shit, dude. Snap.
Hey. Pause. Mm. Now, I didn't even, you know, technology obviously is going to get better. I mean, did that sound like George Carlin to you?
No. No, it didn't. I didn't know what he was playing at first. I thought it was a famous comedian that I wasn't aware of talking about George Carlin.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I don't know if... I mean, obviously, it's going to get better and better, and maybe the
joke.
And
it was a bad joke.
Yeah, it was not something that I was like, oh, wow, that's brilliant. I feel like I know a couple people that are using AI, one in the interior design business, where they're putting into AI, you know, the dimensions of the room, and AI is coming up with how, you know, picking out couches and furniture to populate the room based on the aesthetic it's given. I feel like I don't have the right AI app. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like people that are putting or using AI have a different AI. I feel like I got the dumb AI.
You know what really, I'm saying? Yeah, man, like you got the, you know, you got the Honda of AIs. I don't even know what an AI is. What is this thing? Like, everyone says I used AI. If I wanted to do anything AI, I don't even know what to do. What, like, what are you doing?
Well, bro, you don't even, I'm surprised you even know how to email. So I'm not completely shocked that you don't know what AI is. Basically, AI is an app that you download, and and then you put, like, hey, write this email or make this sound or whatever. That's what I've been using it for. But if I put into my AI, design a home that's 15,000 square feet that has an ocean view and is modern, my AI don't kick that out, right? Like, Patrick knows more about this than I do. Is there specific, like, visual AIs where, like, create a Pete and Sebastian cartoon? Is there, like, an AI app for that?
Yeah,
it's not that easy yet. There's like almost like making a movie where there's different departments, and if you refine all of the departments and the way that they're working together, you can conceive an idea and then put them all to work because of all the preparation, and it can ultimately generate something. But there's no, like, one-stop shop just yet where you can just type in, like, a Google search, like, hey, make a TV series starring my five favorite comics and have it take place on Mars or whatever. You can't do that yet. But ultimately, those programs are joining forces, and that's the kind of the direction it's heading.
See, like, I don't know when the last time, like, you should get a new AI. Like, you got yours, you got the community college version of AI, right?
Yeah.
So now they're like, getting more advanced and they're combining with other ones, so they're getting smarter as they go, you know? So you got to ditch that, reboot.
No, I agree.
I got a 3D printer, though, bro. So I'll tell you, Sam, behind the times, me and Sadie have been using a 3D printer. I can make you a little drink sword for your drink, a little bookmark, anything you want. I can program and make you a little 3D chess piece. Want a little chess piece?
So you're cranking out actual hardware over there, like hard physical stuff?
Yeah, it's a little machine called the Toy Box. I got it for Christmas. It's only like that big. But it comes with these plastic, you know, spools of plastic, whatever color you want. Like, you know, you want to make something that you can program it, and then you put them in, and it takes a while. And then once it starts to go, you see it like slowly make what you want. Plastic tchotchke shit, you know? But I guess that's how you do it with metal and everything else, too. I don't know, dude. Someday you're going to wake up. It's going to be the Jetsons, dude. Literally, you're going to be laying there and you're going to be clothed by a machine. You're even going to, you know, be fellatioed by a machine.
Jesus Christ. Bro, this is a family
everything,
show.
Everything. What? Cum dump was set on the show once.
Yeah, it's true. That's true.
Take that out.
Bro, we got to have something in here that makes something viral. Why the fuck?
She goes, God, you're like tense. And I go, yeah, I need to bang. You want to bang? Like, you know, just every once in a while we'll throw out an aggressive. And she goes, yeah. She goes, this is a little out of my character, but I go, I need to cum dump.
So I did this show called Bob Does Sports, right? 30-year-old kid, really nice guy, funny kid. Worked at the Four Seasons Hotel, not the one I worked at. Worked at Beverly Wilshire, same kind of story. Working the front desk, wanted to get into entertainment. I don't know if you've seen him. He's a guy that goes to golf events. Golfers are walking by, and he's got like commentary on the golfers. Funny stuff he does. Does a lot of talk to camera stuff. But he does this show. It's like a podcast on wheels where you go, you play golf with him and two other guys, and you're in the golf cart, and he's got the GoPro, and in between the holes, he's asking you questions. So Sebastian, great, like, as we're great. Going to, great concept, right? And so I start asking this kid, where'd you find, they got two camera guys, they got, he's got two kind of co-hosts. So I start asking, like, how'd you find these guys? What? He goes, we found this guy, Fat Perez, who's a golfer, who's one of the golfers. They did, like, him and the other guy started it. It'd be like me and you started it, and they did a live. They did, like a podcast live. And on the live, on the Zoom, there was this guy, Fat Perez, eating pizza. And he was like a character. Next thing you know, they meet Fat Perez at a golf course that they were going to be at. This guy's a scratch golfer. Now he's part of the show. So it'd be like us doing a live, seeing somebody on our live. Next thing you know, they're our co-host, right? And right, I told the guy. Oh, and then the camera guy, this camera guy emailed him, said, I do camera work. And he hired him just basically off like a message. Now, I said, geez, you know, and maybe I'm from a different generation, but if somebody says, hey, if you guys need a camera guy, I could help you out, I call the cops, right? Like, like, I'm not as open to that. And, you know, like, if you message me saying, I do camera work, I think that guy goes, oh, yeah, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do camera work for these guys, and then I'm going to rob them. You know?
Right, right.
They don't think that way. They got Fat Perez from a thing, and it's like, this is how the young people are doing it, bro. And then I said, well, how the hell did you get popular? He goes, the, you know, Joey Coldcuts, one of the guys, he went nuts one day on a shot that he didn't hit right, and he went crazy, and boom, that took off, and next thing you know, they're going to Scotland playing golf. With professional golfers. Watt did the show. I mean, they got like a lot of big names doing the show. And I'm sitting there thinking, well, we've been doing this, what, now? It's like 10 years? Not one viral moment? I mean, what do we got to do?
I thought the cheese shop was going to go viral, man. I really did. I couldn't believe it didn't, you know? Then we had some moments with Grillo that I thought might go viral that were really funny. Damn.
I don't know, bro, but it's amazing what's going on out there. I'm not discouraged. I know sometimes we go down this road where how come it's not this, how come it's not that.
Well, you know, bro, I can only do so much. You're not holding up your end of the deal from the fame department. I mean, speaking of which, seriously, I want to close with something, man.
Yeah.
I don't even know if you saw it yet, but I watched the film you did with Ray Romano last night called Somewhere in Queens, man. And this movie was like a little hidden gem. It was like, I meant to, because my thing said it was going to expire if I didn't watch it. So I'm like, oh, I said I wanted to watch this before it expires. So I just went to, let me just take a quick leap. I mean, right away with the music, everybody in it acted great. Not only do I not have any critique with any acting, my only critique is with the lead kid's head that was driving me nuts. It was Amish. It was like this bolting. I couldn't take it. But everyone's acting in that thing was just really real and great. Your acting was great. And bro, when I worked with Kevin James, he has a makeup artist that does every film with him, every TV show. It's his person. She's great, and that's it. Whoever did your hair and makeup in that movie, bro, you were, and I only say this because I'm comfortable in my own head, you were hot, guy. Hot. And we talked once about prime and our physical appearance. You, a couple in wedding scenes at the table. How about this one? Funniest thing. I know the movie wasn't supposed to be funny, but when you had to reluctantly admit that it was good what happened to your nephew with the college, and you got your wine and your sister's going, you got to fucking admit it, Frankie, whatever. And you go like that with the wine. I mean, you look great, bro. You look great. Your acting was great. Ray Romano, lovable loser, man. It was a very frustrating movie because of what the kid chose to do. But it was a really great movie. Somewhere in Queens, folks.
I appreciate that. And you know what? It's funny you mentioned this today, because yesterday my sister saw the movie and she goes, I don't know what the hell was going on, but you looked fantastic in this movie, right?
Yeah.
Now, I had to go back and look at it, and I'm sitting there going, what was I doing? Because, listen, I'm my hardest critic, but I looked at this movie and I go, where's that guy now? What the fuck happened between, this was 3 years ago, bro. I feel like age has accelerated those 3 years to what I look now. And I'm like, how do I get to back then? What the hell was I eating?
Right.
Or doing back then.
Nah, you're there, guy. You're there. It's a combo of makeup. Like, I'm not makeup meaning like cake your face or anything, but I mean like hair well coiffed, tan. I think you're a little more tan than the character would have been. You know what I mean? So you might have been coming off a little vacation or something. No?
I got to go look at the calendar to see where I was prior to that. And the character in my eyes, since he does construction, he's out in the sun a lot.
Uh-huh. That's good.
Man.
Yeah, it's great. You looked great. The movie was great. And here's the last thing I want to say about it. You looked so good. This is where my head went as far as where this could go. Because, you know, casting directors and whatnot, they cast off of what they see. They see some, oh, my God, he played the da-da-da on the thing. We got to have him in this. Someone I know you're very friendly with, the runner of Zasloff, the owner of all these great networks, Netflix and Warner Brothers.
No, no. not Netflix, just Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers and Max.
Oh, Max. Discovery. Why did I say Netflix? Yeah. So I just saw my friend Larry sent me too. It was in the news that he made a big deal with Tom Cruise to start making movies with him. Tommy C sees you in that little nugget looking so good. Needs a sidekick for his next Mission Impossible 8. Bro, I think, you know, I think with all these connections and the way you looked in that film, we're one step closer to a Tommy C. Like, work with him. You, me. At the craft table. Yeah. So that movie, have you watched it? Somebody somewhere in Queens? Have you watched all
that? Yeah.
I don't know. Last thing I want to say about it, I don't know if it's a mixture of my age and what I'm going through inside internally, or if I can give full credit to the writing, even though it was a very good movie. But choked up at the end, you know, last scene. Fought it back, though, because I was really so pissed off what he chose to do. I'm like, you walk away. I don't fucking walk away from that. You walk away from that. You know what I'm talking about in the movie?
Yeah, no, hey. No spoilers. Right,
good job. Good job. Anyway. All right, good hanging, brother.
That's a good hang here. Thanks for watching and listening to the Pete and Sebastian Show. Share it with 5 people. I keep saying this. Share it with 5 people. Fuck it. Share it with 500 people, bro. This show today was fun. It's a fun show.
Yeah.
I had a good time.
How you doing? Good. I'm glad, man. Me too. Take
care. You fall around me. She falls. She falls. She falls.
The show has ended.
Don't tell me where you're one of these guys that borrows medication. Where are we at? Come on.
America. We are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.